And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Harare nurses today gave the government an ultimatum to pay their bonuses by end of this week or face a strike on Monday.
They take nurses for granted. Nurses work during a hot day, certain life, and government is very not to respect that. This was written by the issue of a circular to all government hospitals in Harare, which said bonuses were going to be paid on the 2nd of January, and this did not happen.
MDCT official Isaac Mujenje of Chivu appears in court for allegedly assaulting a councillor after failing to access presidential agricultural inputs.
We appeared at Chivu Magistrate Court just before lunchtime today for Mr. Isaac Mujenje's initial appearance on a charge of assault. He was remanded to 15 January 2015.
And the Harare City Council advises residents to store water for domestic purposes as it will cut off water supplies Friday until Sunday.
Harare nurses today gave the government an ultimatum to pay their bonuses by end of this week or face a strike on Monday. This after the government announced that its employees who have not received their bonuses will be paid at the end of the month. The Harare nurses, who are members of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association, or ZINA, accused the government of reneging on its earlier promises to pay them by January 2nd. It was not immediately clear whether nurses at other towns and cities will follow suit. If the Harare nurses follow through on their threats, service delivery at Parirenya to Achitungwiza and Harare hospitals will be severely compromised. ZINA Harare chairman Enoch Dongo tells Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo there's no going back on the industrial action.
Harare representatives are very disappointed by the failure by government to pay bonuses on time. They take nurses for granted. Nurses were at work during a holiday, serving life, and government is ready not to respect that. This was written by the issue of a circular to all government hospitals in Harare, which said bonuses were going to be paid on the 2nd of January, and this did not happen. So, in my view, this is a grossly unacceptable for the government to issue a payment circular to the nurses and let it go to the bank and get nothing. That is taking nurses for granted, for sure. Nurses have children who are supposed to go to school next week. Therefore, they decided as a province, another province, to give government up to Friday, the 9th of January 2014, to pay those bonuses. The failure to do that, come Monday, the 4th of January 2014, our members will withdraw their services.
How much are you looking at per nurse?
Yeah, we're expecting around $500, from $450 to $500, depends on the grade of nurses, of the junior nurses, senior nurses, the assistant judges, matrons. So we don't expect any changes as far as the calculation of bonus is concerned. We need to know that they just calculate your basic salary and the allowances when they combine those two. If they combine the basic salary and the allowances, they come up with around $500 for the next.
And that was Zimbabwe Nurses Association Harare Chairman Enoch Dongo on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from the capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande says they are fully behind the nurses.